Hello and welcome to Outside In. I'm John Burns and I'm bringing you another of my podcasts from my flat, otherwise known as my cell. I see that spring is coming. The trees are budding outside and there's even daffodils out. I can see this all through. I went for a walk today, walked down the Ness. It's really nice to get out. I'm not much of a fan for walking through towns, to be quite honest. I'm going to be reading today from Andy Kirkpatrick's book, Unknown Pleasures, which is a sort of a collection of essays and stories and features and blogs. It's even some drawings and some poetry. It says it's about life and death and just about everything in between. In the little section I'm going to read from, he talks about a guy collecting gear that's dropped from the face of El Cap in Yosemite. Well, I used to try and do that. I used to go around a bit more domestic, really, the Northern Corries and sometimes the face of the Ben. If you go around there in spring, there's all sorts of stuff thawing out of the snow. Well, certainly there used to be. I don't know if there is now. On one occasion, a bloke came down. He told me he dropped his ice axe off part of Tower Ridge. I found a very expensive, top-of-the-range ice climbing tool. So I tried to find out exactly where he dropped it. And the following day, I spent half a day searching for it. I never found it. That's what I deserved, though, isn't it? I really think about it. I never found it. It's probably up there still, wedged into a crack. I don't know. Anyway, this is Andy Kirkpatrick's Unknown Pleasures. Chongo by the Power. I wake each morning filled with hate, said Chongo, as I stood to leave the table. A wincing self-indictment, a punchline to the stupidity and obedience of his fellow Americans, sitting at tables all around us in the Yosemite Valley Lodge cafeteria, shoveling in their pancakes before hitting the trail. I laughed like it was a joke, or, if not a joke, then so that in laughing I'd take some of the edge off such a man as this being filled with such nasty sentiment. But Chongo didn't parry my smile with another. His wrinkled face remained uncracked. Instead, I got a slow nod, filled with hate. Our long conversation that morning had begun around 8 with Vogue's war photographer Lee Miller in Hitler's bath and ended about 10 by a winding trail with the Jesuits, Chongo unpicking their vows of chastity, poverty and obedience as a metaphor for American society. The only interruptions had come from people wanting to use the power socket by our feet, the only one in the cafeteria that worked. The search for power is the anxiety of our age. Chongo was the first and only homeless, big-walling quantum mechanic I'd ever met. A man I first bumped into, living in the trees below Tangerine Trip at the base of El Cap in 1997. Seeing his things hanging on a tree, I'd been told by another climber, "Oh, those are Chongos," conjuring up an image of some monster Vietnam vet living wild, faded army fatigues cut off at the knees and shoulders, a climbing Tasmanian devil. But the man himself, when he appeared a few days later, as I belayed Paul Tattersall on the first pitch of Zianata Mondata, a route far less cool once you realise it's named after a Police album, is no Tasmanian. Yet he did not disappoint. A devil of another form. "If you want to be bitchin', you need to look like bitchin'," said Chongo, touting a bottle of tequila, toasting the walls, the sun only just painting the boulder where I sat. "Do you smoke?" he asked, and I didn't, which was a shame, as to get stoned with such a man is what dope was made for. "Everything you need falls from these walls," I said Chongo, as Paul shouted down for me to focus on his A4 lead. "Not some hobo bullshit. You just wish for it, then it falls from the walls," he added, a light tinkle coming as a full stop to the sentence, as a wire landed about 100 metres away, dropped by a team on the shortest straw. "See," he said, hobbling and stumbling over the talus to snaffle it up. "Dude, number one BD stopper," Chongo shouted, slipping it into his wholly tattered shorts where it fell out onto the floor, again unseen. Turning around, he declared, "Fuck, here's another one." That memory came back to me as I stood to leave. Chongo's hate hanging in the space between us, above the empty plates and saucers. Not the whole memory, but the essence of this man, this stealthy legend. Like it betrayed him as not the man I'd wanted him to be, but as the man I'd always been afraid he was, and whom most others only ever saw. Chongo's words often stick like that, stay around in your head, in the heads of better men than me as well. If you'd imagine me easy prey to a well-turned idea, his ideas can change the shape of your thoughts a little, sometimes a lot. The light tickle of an idea, or like a mad dog zipped inside a bouncy castle. Like the time on a big wall, or any good climb, you come away changed, well, the hard ones. I remember reading this homeless interpretation of quantum mechanics on the reticent wall in 2001. Some line about past, present and future only being an illusion. Or how matter cannot be killed, only changed from one state to another. That nothing dies. Ideas that come around like a check in the post when you're on the bones of your arse. Other memories are less intense. Like showing me how to get free food. Explaining that children always ask parents for 5 pancakes, but only ever eat one. Now, like I always see Dean Potter in the wing of a raven that passes by on the wall, I always see Chongo in the hungry eyes of any child queuing for food at the lodge. Well, some great writing there, I thought, from Andy Kirkpatrick from Unknown Pleasures. You can get Unknown Pleasures, you can buy it for 30% off, I think, right now, if you visit Vertebrate Publishing's website. I couldn't avoid a little plug there, I'm afraid. But as I say, 30% off, what can you say, you know? Thanks very much. I hope you've enjoyed my little chat. I'm hoping to bring some guests on soon, if I can overcome a few technical difficulties. Like nobody wants to come on the show. No, they do. Okay, thanks very much. Hope you've enjoyed that. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.